This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up! The Wake Up Call!
Kevin, Katie, and Ray on 106.5 The End.
Holidays are now over, and now a lot of people have obviously taken Christmas decorations down, but someone on the wake-up call recently did this, who had their home very well decorated for the holidays. Once all of those decorations came down, I guess it felt a little lonely.
Yeah.
A little empty. Is that right, Gavin?
Yeah, it's my house, and it does. It did. It still does, and I don't like it, because here's the thing. It's not just Christmas. But if you're like me, I like to decorate for the holidays, and I do most of the decorating in my house for the holidays. It's not just Christmas. Before that, there's Thanksgiving, and then before that, there's Halloween. So you've got a solid three and a half months where your house looks kind of different.
Sure.
For different holidays.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, it all comes down in January, and then it just looks empty and naked and gross, and you hate it.
Oh, so kind of I love it. I feel like it's like... like, oh, my house feels bigger now.
It does feel bigger. It does feel bigger, but it also feels boring or sad or lonely or empty. Like, it's like when you take the collar off of a cat. Like, something looks different. And I know, oh, it's the collar. You've done that. Anyway, so I have decided to take it upon myself to fully throw myself into redecorating my house. Okay. And
you're going to redecorate.
I am going to redecorate my house.
Okay.
Because I'm not like most guys. Like, most guys don't give a damn like what their house looks like or anything like that. I do.
Sure.
So the good news is I have a wife who is letting me do this. Okay. And because I think she kind of agrees with me that the house could definitely use a sprucing up. So I've fully thrown myself into it, and it's all that occupies the little free time that I have.
Okay, can I ask you something?
Oh, sure.
How do you know? I mean, you have a relatively okay eye for picking out things, but you are not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. So how do you know what's on trend, what you should be buying, what should go where?
So let me just tell you a little bit about the whole world of home decor. This is not touting me. This is putting down everyone else who's into this. There's no originality in the home decor world.
Yeah.
All it is no one has an original idea. They just see other people's ideas.
Yeah, that's
who have then seen other people's ideas, and they just put it on Pinterest. So all that you do is you scroll through Pinterest
idea. Okay, so the answer is you've started putting together a Pinterest board.
Not necessarily a Pinterest board, because I don't know how to do that.
Okay. You're screenshotting ideas and saving them.
Yes. So I've decided to take on the mantle. I've decided to take on the dining room, and I've got a big farmhouse chic entertainment hutch where my TV is, because I don't want to mount on the TV on the wall. I don't like the way that looks for people, but that's my choice. So I have this, and that is empty, and I'm taking over that too. Okay, so those are my three projects. Been going to Hobby Lobby, been going to Crate and Barrel, Pottery World. They're a little expensive, but like Target, Home Goods. I still haven't gone into there, but like I have ideas. Okay, my dining room, it's very monochromatic, and it looks kind of muddy and gray, and I don't like it. It's gross. Now that all the Christmas stuff and Halloween stuff's come down, I'm like,
it. It doesn't just make you feel cold.
Totally.
It feels cold.
I've got a big fake tree that came with my last house, because the last house that I bought was a model home, and it came with everything in it. So there's a lot of home decor stuff that I necessarily wouldn't have picked out for myself, but I still have it. So I'm starting to get rid of that stuff, but I have a big fake tree. I've moved that into the dining room. I'm getting a rug. It needs a rug.
I have to tell you. I need to stop you.
Like a gray blue.
We have to. Yes.
Okay.
First of all, candlesticks. Okay. Black gold candlesticks. Have you even heard of such a thing?
Nope. Okay. So, first of all, you guys made fun of me, Rain, from the wake-up call.
I know exactly what
because
this is.
I wanted to have a beach-themed bathroom.
Okay, that's the most basic of bitch-themed
That's
possible.
Different.
Oh, my God, I want to have a beach theme in my bathroom.
Hold on. A sign that says, where's the beach?
Hold on. Gaines. What's his name? Chuck Gaines?
Chip Gaines?
Chip. Okay.
Chip doesn't do anything. Talk about Joanne.
Chip, settle down over there real fast.
he called you Chip.
He doesn't know. Chip builds stuff. I don't build anything.
You're going to make fun of me. And this guy's going crazy. Never even been into Home Goods.
Okay.
What an idiot.
Boys, stop. I knew when he said he hadn't got into Home Goods yet, that was going to trigger Rain.
I love that place.
He loves it so much.
Well, maybe I'll go today.
Okay.
I'm looking for skinny black candlesticks.
Boys. COVID broke your brains.
Yeah.
My God.
It did. I fully admit
the fact that I am the one that is exhausted by this conversation. You guys are going to have a West Side Story Sharks and Jets feud over home decor.
Yeah, I mean, because here's the thing. Rain doesn't know. Who has a beach theme in their powder room, okay? They'd never understand.
It's the master bathroom.
Oh, even worse. They're never going to understand that the new hotness is to get a big mirror for your mantle, but don't hang it on the wall. Layer it with other things. Put things in front of it, and that's what it looks really good. And I measured it. I know I'm looking for a 45 to 50-inch tall mirror.
Okay.
Going to Wayfair, that's not a bad option.
I need both of you guys to power down. You guys need to hibernate till this is over because I feel like you guys are turning inside out. Nothing makes sense
anymore. Look at him.
Don't look at me.
I'm fine. I'm fine with my house. I don't need to, like...
Don't look at me.
I don't need to continue.
What? Do you even know what a fiddly fig is?
No.
No, of course you don't.
Okay, but...
Let me guess. There's a jar with sand from the last time you went to the beach.
It has seashells in it.
We are better than this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.